Hey everyone, thanks for listening today to another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host, Laura Molitor, and Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. We do this every Friday, so please subscribe and share if you like what you hear. Today I want to talk about a topic that is so important, and I'm surprised looking at the list of programs I've done that I haven't done a show specifically about it before. I know that I've touched on the subject in other podcasts, but today we're going to focus more on it specifically. The topic is forgiveness. We all know that forgiveness is a virtuous action, one that's good for us to do, highly promoted in religious practices and also by those in the healing professions. In fact, I just saw an article put out by the Mayo Clinic that enumerated the many benefits to one's health and well-being by the act of forgiving. The article said that letting go of grudges and bitterness can make way for improved health and peace of mind. It said forgiveness can lead to healthier relationships, improved mental health, less anxiety, stress, and hostility, lower blood pressure, fewer symptoms of depression, a stronger immune system, improved heart health, and improved self-esteem. That's a pretty broad list of good things that we'd all be happy to have. And if forgiveness can help promote those, wouldn't we want to make that effort? And I think that's the key thing here. We have the why, but what about how? How do I forgive? How do I get past resentments and hurt, that hurt that seems so valid and damaging and impressive? Well, just like anything, the first thing is alertness about the negative effect that holding to these hurts can have on us. It may just start with that recognition that, hey, I do want to feel better. I want to have some of those things on that list. I want to be free or more healthy and happy. And forgiveness is a way there. So we become aware of that. And then we become aware more of the power of love, the power of God, and that the desire we have to be free now is reliant on those new or age-old buried issues just coming to the surface. Not necessarily rummaging around looking for the problems, but staying with that love and wanting that love. And then those things come to the surface on their own and sort of kneel at the feet of our thought, waiting to be forgiven. And then when we have some clarity on where our thought is still holding on to anger and blame, we can use our God-given tools and His own support to us, God's own love, to cleanse ourselves of that darkness. Because the truth is, you are not damaged by another's actions. You're always what God sees you and knows you to be. And so the impact of another's behavior or words is only as powerful in this moment to hurt you as you make it, and for as long as you make it power to you. A couple of things have helped me with this. The first is to know that, as I said, I'm intact. The truth of me is not harmed in spite of someone's actions. I know it can feel that way, but in truth, spiritually created and spiritually maintained by God, and we remain the way He made us. No man can harm us. No man can take our identity away from us. Another idea that's helpful is to remember that we are all children. That while we would always hope someone would behave perfectly, know what they're doing to another, read our minds at times to know what would be harmful to us, that really isn't the case. We're all like a bunch of kids on the playground of life. We're doing our best to play together, but we really don't always know what we're doing. So as I look to forgive another, I often remember that just like me, they're learning to be better. They're learning to discover their true character and how living a life of love and kindness and having wisdom in our actions is really what we most desire. I see the kid that hit me and was as confused by hitting me as I was by being hit. You know, it just kind of helps to recognize the innate innocence of the other, and really even more so to see their spiritual innocence, the fact of the child of God that is loved by Him not perfect humanly, but divinely wonderful and loved. It helps me to see the perpetrator of what may be my pain as a child of God himself, and myself also as a child of God. We're both learning. And we both, if not loving one another perfectly, are loved by God and worthy of that. Those thoughts help with a healing. Puts me in the right frame of thought to begin to forgive. Sometimes I also look to one's good qualities or actions, even towards me. I mean, I think of the good they might have done for me, even at other times in my life, and say, hey, am I going to fixate on one mistake where there's so much good in that person towards me or towards others? Would I want someone to do that to me? Would I want some ignorant error that hurt someone, maybe that I didn't even know, to be the thing that that other person thought of me when maybe I've done a bunch of other good things with them and for them and for others? I wouldn't want that. So we don't really want to do that to another. Forgiveness means using love instead of hate. It means wanting to do that. And sometimes that's the hardest part. It means we have to want to love. It means we want to give up our self-righteous anger, perhaps a long-held thing that's become a habit, maybe an excuse, and is keeping us truly from healing. Self-pity, we like to hang on to that. That's not love. And it doesn't really serve us. Self-forgiveness and mercy is kindness towards ourselves. Certainly, of course, we can give that to ourselves. But hanging on to pity isn't a good reason not to forgive. Forgiving another isn't easy. But freedom and joy are really close, and we really prefer to love. So it's really a place we want to go. It's not unnatural to us to forgive. It's more natural than to hold on to resentment. Really, it is. So recently, for example, I stumbled upon a Facebook picture. Well, full disclosure, I did not stumble upon it. I went looking for it. A hurt from long ago by a teacher that led to some sort of self-inflicted hardship in my life to follow. It was coming to thought again. I wanted to be healed, and I was looking to find the one who did this to me so long ago. And I found her. I saw her with her grandchildren. And when I saw the photo, I remembered her smile and her talent and her deep love of what she was teaching. Even if her comment was harmful to me at the time, I was very sensitive. Did she know that? Probably not. Her methods as a young teacher may not have been the exact ones I would have gone with, but they may have come from some place of her own understanding of what would be helpful. Her motive was probably good. And anyway, I just saw this grandma with her grandkids, and I thought, geez, what a lovely person. It's a lovely person. And I'm not saying I've completely forgiven her, but I have a lovelier image and a fresher one, a clearer one than that fixation on this individual that did something to me. And along with that, just having that come up gave me a chance to sort of begin to forgive myself for receiving that comment and running with it in a negative way. And I'm working on forgiving that moment and forgiving myself for what seemed to follow that moment. I'm reminding myself that this moment is as powerful as that one, more so even because it's here and it's now, to feel love in, to choose to use love to gain a new day of freedom. And with that forgiveness, to gain a really powerful understanding of love. And that means real spiritual growth, really good growth, which as we learn more to love, it brings more freedom and we become more like ourselves. And that's that undamaged, loving, confident, and new me today, with a greater promise for tomorrow. So I could go on and on with this topic, but for now I'm going to leave you with a quote from Matthew. Then Peter came up and said to Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. Every occasion to forgive is an occasion to love. And that's strengthening. I feel quite certain that Jesus' forgiveness of his enemies was part of what made his resurrection possible. That kind of love was and is life. Well, let me know if I can answer any questions on this topic, or if you just want to talk to me more about your divine purpose or spiritual growth in general. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Check out my website, beingfreenow.com, and you can find out more about me there, too, and there's also a contact form there as well. Have a great week. I will see you next Friday.